Documenta AV Productions presents. Independence. A radio drama series. The Coco Holdups.
History teacher probably taught you that Tete Kwashi was the first person to bring cocoa to Ghana. Well, that was a lie. In 1879, Tete Kwashi, the blacksmith, smuggled a commercial variety of cocoa beans. Where he hid them only God knows, but he smuggled them from Fernando Po to the Gold Coast. Within 30 years after planting his cocoa farm, the Gold Coast became the leading producer of cocoa in the whole wide world. In the 1930s, however, world prices of cocoa dropped bam, like Kokonte that has lost direction, and the Gold Coast fell on very hard times.
Boss, these are my cocoa bags. I was here first. Give me a good price, oh.
Hey, Freeho, me buy asana oba. Chair mine, measure mine first.
So, oba and some buy now they just so.
Hey, all of you, make one line behind the rope and stop pushing each other. Okay. Bring your bags. Put it on the scale.
Hey, much messer and I be doing what I think.
Asamoa, the price on the board hasn't changed since last week. 90 pence a bag. It is good. It hasn't fallen.
Osei, please wait. There is a new price.
Why is it going to the board?
Maybe the price might go up small.
I don't like this.
Look, why are you trying to cheat us? Why is the price now 82 pence?
That is a new price. They sent it yesterday evening by telegram.
Nonsense! Hey. Nonsense! Last week it was 90 pence. Today, 82 pence. This is not fair. This is not fair. Do you know how hard we work to grow this cocoa?
I'm not the one who sets the price. If you take the money, then remove your cocoa bag from the scale. Nurse? Next person.
What is going on?
He has just reduced the price to 82 pence per bag. Abra babu will carry me cocoa here.
You mean just your back weigh your cocoa?
I'm back carry here.
You are no money with her. No one should weigh their cocoa until they explain why they've reduced the prices.
Yes, sir.
Don't remove your cocoa from the scales.
Hey, entry. Don't bring your trouble here. You like causing confusion.
You are the one causing confusion.
Me?
You are the one causing confusion.
Hey.
You want to cheat us, and you want us to keep quiet and not talk? No. Enough is enough.
Yes.
Nobody should remove the sack from
the price on the board is the price. If you don't like it, take your cocoa somewhere else. Osei, remove your bag from the scale so others can
Osei, wait. Let your bag remain.
Osei, remove it.
Mr. Mehi,
remove.
Let it be there.
What is the meaning of all this noise? Akwe.
Manager.
Why have you stopped weighing?
Manager, your worker is trying so hard to cheat us. Mm-hmm. They are saying the price per bag just as we got here.
You see, Akwe, we get the prices from Accra by the UAC. They are the ones who buy cocoa and export. We cannot set the price ourselves.
See what?
Just this morning, they sent us new prices. That is what we write on the board. See?
Manager, how can some people be sitting in Accra and they decide how much our cocoa is worth? Is it not the seller who tells the buyer how much his goods cost?
Yes.
How is it that the buyer is now telling the seller what you pay for his cocoa?
Agu.
What I say?
Agu. Mini entry. This is how it is.
Oh no.
We cannot change it. The price on the board is the price we accept.
Manager, we will not accept it.
We won't.
Oh. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. That's nonsense. This time the price was 90 pence. 90 pence. Then they reduced it.
Yes.
As the cocoa I brought from my home changed.
I'll shock him.
Is it not the same? So why should the price change? You think you are fools?
Please calm down.
I was saying Jamaica can calm down. Please. Calm down what?
Let's just sell our cocoa and go. After all, it is better than nothing. We can't eat the cocoa.
So you are trying to tell me that you want us to fold our arms and do nothing? Mm-hmm. Whilst these people and their white bosses cheat us? No, I won't let them cheat me.
Yes, He's right.
Please calm down. Otherwise, I'll close this.
No, 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 you can't close it. Give me the talk. No, my man says I don't know about it.
Have you gone mad?
No one is cheating me today.
I don't know what you're doing.
Stop what you are doing.
Stop that. Price on the board. Entry.
What you are doing won't change anything.
It will change something.
It won't change
one
anything.
One bag, one pound.
Yes.
What? You, Entry, you are banned. Or no band.
Get out from here.
Put it on your scale. Wait.
As our elders say, if you are pulling a rope and it is not coming, something is holding it. John Cadbury, from one of the largest cocoa buying companies, and his entourage visited Governor Arnold Hodgson from the UK to find out about exactly what is causing the constantly fluctuating prices of cocoa on the market, and to hopefully sign a legally binding agreement for cocoa brokers that will fix the purchase price of cocoa. It seemed to the cocoa buyers that the brokers, many of whom were chiefs, were manipulating prices to increase their profits, and they were determined to pour sand into their gari.
I must say, Governor, this meal reminds me of home.
Well, Edna, roast beef, roast potatoes and vegetables is quintessentially British. I just wanted you to have a slow transition to the local food.
I hear the local food is very peppery. Makes the eyes water.
Oh, David, darling, you do exaggerate. King Fariata.
Oh, please just call me Nana.
What's it like being the king of the richest cocoa-producing district in the Gold Coast?
Obviously, it makes him feel very powerful being able to command people like slaves.
Mr. Cadbury, please.
Madame Fry. It is not as simple as that. The farmers are not slaves. The problem is with those who want to profiteer off their backs. They should be fought, don't you think?
Of course.
Mrs. Fry, you know the Crown has the best interests of her subjects and...
I also have the best interest of my subjects.
No wine for me, please, but I would like some of that delicious pineapple juice.
Mr. Fry, how are you enjoying your first visit to the Gold Coast?
Well, it's nothing like the news we've been receiving in England.
The only thing they got right was the hot weather.
Not to worry. You'll be used to it by the time you're ready to return to England in 3 months.
I'd like to visit other areas of the Gold Coast to learn something of the culture.
Our country is beautiful and the people very welcoming. You will have a great time.
Maybe Nana will be kind enough to invite you to the Achim Abwako district to see all that lovely cocoa and the poverty in which the farmers live.
Some decorum, please. I've invited you to my home, and I won't tolerate any goading.
How can I be expected to have any decorum when that man is responsible for my business hardships? Do you know how much money I'm losing, damn it?
Mr. Kebri, be careful of the accusations you throw around.
Enough of this, both of you. Respect my guests and talk about anything else but business.
Oh, look.
Finally.
Dessert is here.
Excellent. I hope everyone enjoys rhubarb crumble and custard with cheese and biscuits with coffee afterwards. Clear the table, Akwesi.
This is delicious.
Nana, don't be offended. But you know very well the uneven prices the local brokers are selling me and my associates is crippling the business.
What does your business affairs have to do with me?
There needs to be some sanity in the system. Fixed prices for cocoa is the solution.
Oh, it is control you want. The brokers are just trying to earn a living.
Being one of the largest brokers in the Gold Coast, of course you'd support brokers cheating. It serves you well.
Mr. Kibri, let this be your first and last. Do you hear me?
Oh, Nana, don't take things personally. We're simply proposing the creation of a fixed price for the farmers to ensure that whether prices go up or down globally, it doesn't impact them adversely.
I agree with Mr. Cadbury.
David, please.
No, Edna. If the Crown is willing to do that, the locals should also be willing to sacrifice.
Exactly, my dear friend.
And what happens when cocoa prices double or triple? Does the payment to farmers also increase?
Well, we're already in talks with the Colonial Secretary and we'll push for this to become law.
I see you have it all planned. But you and your associates won't like the repercussions.
Are you threatening me?
No, Mr. Kibri. It is a promise.
The agreement became public in early October 1937 and was met with widespread dismay as cocoa farmers felt that without competition, there was nothing to stop them from being exploited. Over 5,000 cocoa farmers signed a petition opposing the agreement within the first week. By mid-October, many farmers' associations had passed resolutions against the agreement, and there was a noticeable decline in the cocoa sales. It caught on quickly and was so effective it spread to parts of the Asante. To make sure the ban was effective, sub-chiefs like Nana Kwabena Bempah threatened sanctions against any farmer who flouted the boycott.
For 8 months now, we have been suffering.
Suffering? And so you have to go behind my back, Batma, to go and buy foodstuffs on credit? Is it not a shame?
You may be able to go on living without food. But what about the children?
What about the children? So you keep on disgracing me? You go about and wash our dirty linen in public?
My bread.
But I'm trying so hard to organize some money to settle off all my debts. I mean, the debts I've incurred in trying to put my farm together. And all you go about each day is to incur more debts and debts and debts, making it impossible.
You make it sound like it's my fault.
So it's my fault too. Oh, say, sir, I mean, my fault. The way place embargo, I mean, boycott on the cocoa sales.
And yes, I'm a kind.
No, I can't then.
But how long are we supposed to suffer?
Keep on suffering.
Adrian!
Adrian! You say.
Have you heard?
Heard what? What is it?
Oh! Have you heard what has happened to Asamoah?
What has happened? Tell me.
Asamoah tried to sell his cocoa and was caught.
What?
Now, the chief has banned him from burying his dead father.
No! So what is he going to do with the corpse, Asai?
Look, now, the corpse is left at Mama G's Akpeteshiba.
That's too bad.
That is where the body was laid in state. Now, Mama G is furious.
To be?
Very furious. She says it is driving her customers away.
Really? I was even thinking of going there to get one thought before I come and finish off with my fufu.
But this cocoa boycott is becoming serious. Now, we have no option but to stay home and listen to our wives nag about insufficient chop money.
Bohobium, my brother.
Eh?
Bohobium. But what can we do? We are some more. No, Osai, but my mbiso asem. Does the chief see what we feel?
That's the question.
Does he go through what we are going through?
That is the question, no.
No, but... I'll tell you to me, young baby. Anapa baba, fufu kakrao.
Initially, the colonial government saw this as a purely commercial matter and was reluctant to intervene. But pressure upon pressure from the cocoa buyers was brought to bear on Governor Hodgson. In a period of 5 months starting October 1937, sales of cocoa were down 60% from the previous year. And by February of 1938, the figure was at 90%.
You need to take decisive action against these Africans.
Frankly, Mr. Cadbury, I'm getting tired of you barging into my office with your instructions. Don't you have business to attend in England?
The Africans are emboldened more and more every day, and you're doing nothing. Do you think the great Wolseley would let Nana Foriata hold him to ransom?
I am the governor. I understand the local politics better than you, and I'm handling it.
I will not lose revenue whilst you take your time handling it. This boycott has dragged on long enough, Governor.
It's a delicate situation. I have sent a message to Nana Oforiatta for us to meet.
God, do I have to deal with that insufferably arrogant man again? Your inactivity lets him believe you are weak. Before you know it, they'll be holding us to ransom.
Nana Oforiatta and his people already have us over a barrel.
I'd love to put my fist in his mouth.
That resolves nothing. I must say, I'm surprised at how organized the boycott is. It's not very often the natives come together as a united force.
Cocoa is the biggest contributor to the crown coffers from the colonies. If we don't unplug this boycott, it will dry up.
This level of unity is unusual, but it won't last. The betrayal will start soon enough. We just need to wait them out. Once hunger begins to bite, the farmers will start selling.
What we need is for you to type a letter threatening prosecution for all those involved in the boycott.
By 19th November of 1937, Hodgson was tired. He relented. He just gave up and recommended a one-year period to test the agreement. The protesters reacted furiously, digging in their heels deeper. Farmers began to feel the strain of refusing sales as the cocoa they stored began to rot, risking future profits. The cocoa holdup better suited the interests of brokers, many of whom were chiefs.
We are suffering. Things are hard. I'm tired, Imbu. Now, why don't you come and tell us something better?
I think we've done very well. Nipa yebi. Now, so, I bet you for no so. I'm more than pound. They are very strong. They won't give up.
Ah, Tina, walk a can. Cow what? Woo, who for papa, papa, someone? Woo, who for? They are strong, so what? NTDA. Hey, and what say your clown could see some couldn't bury your dear? We have to fight.
You won't be talking like this if it were you who couldn't bury his father. Sankaya won't have a pie double jump air pura. Cabajaka Sassan Fui. Some fuck up.
I would dear Tamana, hey. I may catch them say, if as someone had been disobeyed Nana, oh, Uncle William to not, Sanka and Tono Hen and I, well, he deserved what he got.
Nana will hear you all. His wisdom is unsurpassed. Munyakom namuntie nana.
They are made park and say, Nana, no.
Hey, I'm not
what is that? Munyakom, hey. Munyakom, one at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Raise your hands if you want to speak. I will call you.
We have to stay united. That is how we will succeed.
Nana,
yeah.
Nana, hey, Dime Pocho Sebi. You don't have the same problems that we are faced with. The boycott could go on for 10 years and Nana, you'll be fine. But as for us, any longer and we are finished. Nana,
don't be deceived. Just because I am dressed in kente and my henema is shining doesn't mean everything is fine with me.
Sir.
I am also suffering. My cocoa is also rotting just like yours. And I am also losing money. And my nephew has also been arrested and is in the British prison as we speak.
Nana, I'm having nightmares. My papa said my soul jam is where my father's ghost is tormenting me.
I think you have learned your lesson. You have my permission to bury your father.
That's what it means. That means you are a Nana.
Don't blame. I don't know what you're
talking about.
Nana, I want to speak. I know some of you want to give up because conditions are difficult. But I want to plead with you to keep this boycott going.
Hey, Nana.
If we succeed, it will change cocoa farming in the Gold Coast. And things will be better for us all. But we must sacrifice now to enjoy later. I have lifted the ban on social events. If you have the dead to bury, go and marriages. Stand firm. And I thank you all. We will succeed, and history will thank you all.
When the going gets tough, Abi, you know that. As farmers found ways to survive, the cocoa firms tried very hard to convince them to abandon the campaign. One French buyer went around offering calabule prices to any farmer who would listen. A temptation many found hard to resist.
Pantalon, how do you manage with the stench of rotting cocoa? It's overwhelming.
Monsieur Cadbury, I must make this travail. It is très important. Anyway, after small time, one notice pas the very bad smell too much.
Are the farmers responding to your offer to buy their cocoa at £1.50 per bag? Encourage them to break the boycott and you'll be well rewarded.
Oui, merci beaucoup, monsieur. You will be happy to know the farmers are bringing plenty cacao, cocoa to me. I will get beaucoup this week.
Good man. Every few days, increase the payments by a few pence to motivate them even more.
Merci, oui.
Yesu!
Osei, will you shut up?
What
are you doing?
Andre. You know owl screeching at night are bad omen. Let us go. Let us go.
Don't worry, we'll get there very soon.
You said that when the sun was setting. Now it is dark.
Mouth, stop complaining and push the thing.
I'm not even going to ask you how you managed to say so many bags of cocoa in secret. Please, let us go home, eh? If Nana finds out, we will be in serious trouble.
What? There is only one way Nana will find out. What is this?
Okay, my lips are sealed.
Okay, when they pay me for this cocoa, you know I will give you something now. And I will take you to Mama G's drinking spot for a week.
Yo.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's push faster. Push harder than go.
Wait.
No. That side is falling. I'm gonna put it back. Boko.
Get tired. Oh. What?
Kakran tayo buko. We are here. I told you it wasn't far.
Listen, sell your cocoa and let's get out of here.
Wait.
Okay,
okay.
Let's go.
Mama, look, lift that sack. Just put that sack there.
It's okay this way.
Put it on.
I said it's okay this way.
Monsieur Pantalon.
Oui, oui. Yes. You have combien?
Yeah.
Is this 50 bags we agree?
Massa Pantalon. 50 bags is, they are too plenty for the cat. So we brought 30. The rest will come tomorrow.
Monsieur Antui. Okay. Put the cacao in the room for me.
Osai, he says we should put the cocoa in the room. So remove the rope from there. I'm standing here. Can I come to that side?
Akwesi,
Nana.
Dear Sam.
Bruni Biabo, Nana. Now, I say he wants to see you. What's what the John said?
Cabad.
Mean Shadan, kind and Abu Waya John.
Sir, my name is Brimo.
Mr. John.
Oh, Mr. Kebri.
Sorry, I took the liberty of following the poor chap in. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, not at all. Would you like...
Yes, I'd love a drink. Coconut, if you have it.
Akwesi? Uh-huh. Go and see if there are any coconuts around, eh? And Najimi enu brantem. Yentem.
I would never have guessed that you have such greenery around. It's a beautiful garden.
Thank you. I do, however, believe there is more to your coming all the way from Accra than just to admire my garden.
Straight shooter. I love that. Don't find much of them here. I'll get to the point then. I've observed with keen interest what this whole boycott of cocoa sales is doing to both you and your people and to my company. So I thought we could sit down and talk things through.
What are you offering?
Well, it's no secret that you and your people are feeling the pinch more. I have a feeling that some will give up the boycott soon. I wanted to give you the opportunity to announce an end to the boycott, to save yourself the embarrassment.
Embarrassment? I assure you, we are not standing down.
Nana, some of your farmers don't feel that way. Especially those who have been secretly selling to my brokers.
Sir?
Oh, you seem shocked. Well, like I said, they are secretly selling. Well, not that secretly.
You surely are confusing my people with some others. I know for a fact that my farmers are all in with me on this.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. Tomorrow's papers will be filled with stories of their betrayal. Then your little crusade will be dead. A toast to your health and to our bet that the cocoa boycott will be over before the week ends.
Mr. Kebri, I'll drink to your defeat and your passage home to Manchester.
Sewa.
Ye.
Lanka be una nana.
Ani oba me hu sewa ye bisi. Ono wan na wo ho no.
Wo ka kire me se wo de for the car bad do se. Mini. Na so na echo crypto no. They are congratulating themselves on something. Me.
Kabri koko omo me echo crypto na mpa. Okay. Ne akwese me samba.
Sewa. So na. Ne ntem ye. Sewa. Me do offer say message be ma. What a shock. I say, weeper.
The Farmers Associations, on realizing that their efforts could be jeopardized if they ignored the hardships faced by poor farmers, decided to provide some financial support to the suffering and dying in their ranks. In fact, they even found a few creative methods of direct sale, bypassing the European companies.
François!
Food is ready now. From Papa Noon, you're not going to die.
Papa!
François, you did it, oye? What, ma? This your delicious aroma can be smelt everywhere.
Ajay! Hey, what do you call bra?
Is there a lot of meat in the soup?
Angie, sit down.
Yeah,
I'll bring you water to wash your hands.
Yantam, na mi baby will say. Uda mo chomu furu rado.
Batma.
Eliasem.
Batma.
What is it?
Where did you get that shiny new wrapper and all the meat in the soup?
Do you like it?
Maybe do you like it?
Oh.
Where did you get the things, I'm asking? If you don't speak now, I'm packing you off to the village.
Oh, I found the money you hid at the back of the box.
What, ma? Hmm? You did what? No, we are not supposed to have the money you are spending like this. Hmm. Do you want people to know that we have been selling cocoa illegally? Imagine, eh?
Look.
It's not every day that I get visit from Nane's messenger. Mm-hmm. Is anything wrong?
Oh, no. Nana is very grateful for the loyalty of the farmers during this very difficult time.
Oh, we thank
and
God.
He wants to show his gratitude.
Oh, I
agree. He knows how much the farmers have suffered.
Really suffered.
Nana wants you to take this for all your troubles.
Nana. You mean Nana for Riata?
Well, no.
May this reign be long and peaceful.
Oh,
Yo. Ah, pantalon! Pantalon! Did anyone see you come in?
Oh, no. My friend, mon ami, I was invisible.
Pantalon?
Oui.
Invisible?
Oui.
And what are you thinking coming to the village like this? Don't you understand the trouble you are putting both of us in?
Enchi! Oh. Can we come out now?
No, don't come in!
Oh, I don't need you.
It is not. Stay indoors.
Mon ami? I have some people who can bring you more money than you ever need in your life. You will never need to farm again.
Let me never need to farm.
Oui?
And is that why you are here?
Ah, oui? All you need is to come with me.
Pantalon, leave my house.
Oh, pourquoi?
Pantalon, Miss Fimifie.
Mon ami.
Leave my house immediately.
And oui?
I don't want to ever see you again.
You're not
Pantalon,
my friend?
Leave.
And oui, you're not my friend?
And me, your friend.
Oui?
Your friend. You are a thief.
Oh.
Emi, get out of my house!
And do it to your mon ami?
Look, I'm afraid. I'm a boy with you.
Pourquoi?
You are. Get out!
Oh!
And do it! Get out! Mama the jean. Oh, the woman with the big jean.
Yes.
The one and the only. Okay. He had the best apatashi seller in the whole of the Gold Coast. When you mean a way to be any war, you are the jean with the big jean and the jean with the smaller jean. Mama the jean. Oh, yeah, boy.
Hey, Inchi. Don't start playing your tricks on me. Ooh. I'm counting how many drinks you've taken.
Don't forget about
the Mama the jean.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I trust you.
Yeah.
I say you too. Now that Nana is giving you people provisions, you can settle all your debts here.
Yeah, we know. No, Mama, it will be settled. I mean, the chat didn't go na yeye. Hey. One set of the table na yon kona mama jiko
yon. You're serious.
As for me, dear, this boycott can go on as long as it likes. Oh.
Yeah, say it's not your fault. You send the drinks in your neat here. Yes, anyway, this time we will show the white man that we too will
date. Hey, cha. They will be singing songs about us.
Ha! Oh,
how?
Bebe.
It's a gene inside.
Edwin, Batma has sent them to call you.
No, Batma, she wouldn't dare. Baby, are you Edwin?
Nana. Nana has betrayed you all.
What?
Yes. Everybody quiet. A young lady. What happened? A white man came to the palace. Mm-hmm. He's there now as I speak. He and Nana were laughing, kwa, 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 kwa. And shaking hands. And drinking.
Drinking? Laugh about what?
I don't know. But something about newspaper. Newspaper. The white man say they have won.
Win?
Yes.
Win what?
They were talking about Coco. That something will come inside the newspaper. And the white man, he brought it to Nana. And then they were laughing. Quack, 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 quack. The white man said they have won.
No. Nana has betrayed all of us with the white man. We shouldn't have trusted him.
Nana has been good to all of us.
Stop what you are telling us.
Are you sure what you are saying is true?
I know what I hear. I know what I hear. And I see what I am saying with my own two white eyes. Yes.
What are we going to do?
Osei, relax. Hey, Inyano, we will teach Nana and the white man a lesson.
How?
We will teach them a bitter lesson.
How?
I have a plan. Mm-hmm. Bachi, Kofi, mm-hmm. Nana, Akwesi, Winya, gather the men. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go find palm fronds, bring them to the cocoa fields immediately.
Mama
ji, taught me. But want to talk to you. Mama ji, that reminds me. How much apatashi do you have left?
3 barrels. And what do you need it for?
3 barrels. Good. No one is going to benefit from the
cocoa. No.
I'm telling you, no one is benefiting from the cocoa.
Yes.
Not even the fresh ones. Mm-hmm. And the rotten ones, no.
No.
What are you talking about?
Enchi, be careful, oh. Miss Ro.
Enchi,
what do you want to do?
For you hear matches, won't not pay kerosene. Then gather as many of the village men that you can. Mm-hmm. Let them meet at the cocoa fields. Mm-hmm. Today, we will let them know where power lies. We will let them know where power lies.
Mistaken in the belief that their chief had betrayed them, the farmers unleashed their fury and burnt cocoa farms and sheds across many districts. The flames died down after 4 days, but the thick black billowing smoke and stench of burnt cocoa hung around for far longer and could be felt for miles. The unity shown by cocoa farmers of the Gold Coast encouraged cocoa boycotts all the way to Nigeria. The impact was so severe that Governor Arnold Hodgson called for an inquiry. The Noel Committee was instituted and laid the groundwork for reforms, out of which the Cocoa Marketing Board was created.
The series on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Independence Radio Drama, and visit our website at documentagh.com/independence. This has been a Documenta AV production.